It's Newcastle's Hit 106.9 with Nick, Jess and Ducko.
Okay, guys. 131060, Hit family, help me out here. I want to know the lamest reason you've cried about something.
Talk to me, mate.
Last night, we just ordered a new book for our kids that we used to read when we were growing up, or have read to us when we were growing up.
Yes.
And we read it to our three-year-old twins last night. Now, you might know it. It's called I'll Love You Forever by Robert Munsch.
Oh my God, is this I'll Love You Forever, I'll Like You For Always?
Yep.
Oh, oh, I love this book. My mom read this to me.
Oh, I don't know this book.
You don't know? Okay. Well, strap in, Ducko.
Okay.
Oh God.
But okay. There's a little kicker at the end as well as to what really made me go. All right, so I'll just give you like some of the first few chapters in the last chapter. A mother held her new baby and very slowly rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while she held him, she sang, I love you forever, I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. The baby grew. He grew and grew and grew. He grew until he was 2 years old and he ran all around the house. He pulled all the books off the shelves. He pulled all the food out of the refrigerator and he took his mother's watch and flushed it down the toilet. Sometimes his mother would say, this kid is driving me crazy. But at night time, when that two-year-old was quiet, she opened the door to his room, crawled across the floor, looked up over the side of the bed and said, if he was really asleep, she'd pick him up, rock him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And when she rocked to him, she sang, I love you forever. I like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be.
Oh God, it's so
He's got
sweet.
Tears in his eyes.
It's so
He's got
nice.
Tears in his eyes. Are you going to cry?
The little boy grew.
Big boy going to cry?
He grew and grew and grew. He grew until he was 9 years old. He never wanted to come in for dinner. He never wanted to take a bath. And when grandma visited, he always said bad words. Sometimes his mother wanted to sell him to the zoo. But at night time, when he was asleep, the mother quietly opened the door to his room, crawled across the floor and looked up over the side of the bed. And if he was really asleep, she picked up that nine-year-old boy and rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while she rocked him, she sang, I'll love you forever. I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. Now, there are a couple more chapters. Goes on to be a teenager. She does the same thing. Picks him up, rocks him back and forth, sings a song. He becomes a grown man. Yeah. Somehow she still picks him up. A few logistical errors there, but whatever.
Bit creepy too, the grown man.
Anyway, gets to the last chapter. Well, that mother, she got older. She got older and older and older. One day she called up her son and said, you'd better come and see me because I'm very old and sick. So her son came to see her, and when she came to the door, she tried to sing the song. She sang, I'll love you forever. I'll like you for always. But she couldn't finish because she was too old and sick. The son went to his mother. He picked her up and rocked her back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And he sung this song. I'll love you forever. I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my mummy you'll be. Then the last chapter is he does that to his newborn daughter. Anyway, my twins saw that Georgette and I were crying at this point. And both of them went up to the bookshelf. And I kid you not, like, this is the most magical thing that's ever happened. They went to the bookshelf, and we've been reading this book to them for the last year or so to help with their emotions. And they said, you should read this.
Oh, When I'm Feeling Sad. A book about feelings.
And they wanted us to read it because we were feeling sad and it would help us feel better.
Oh, my God. You've set me up.
Nick and Jess both crying. Everyone's
crying. Did not help.
You know when your friend cries and then you cry because of the oh.
Yeah.
I like.
It's
funny. Like, I felt so lame crying over this book, and not to sound like some big blokey bloke, but before I had kids, I don't reckon I would have cried in 20 years. Like, there was not a movie that could get me. There was not even a real life situation that could necessarily get me. Like, I would sympathize with sad things that would happen. And I would know that they were sad and I would feel sad, but I would never be close to tears. And then since having kids, like, Man, if there's like a poignant Tic Tac commercial, I'll be like, oh my God, this is so good. And so I wanted to get 13, 10, 60, the lamest reason you've cried, because I was a blubbering mess last night.
A girlfriend of mine, we caught up before the school year started, and her little one was going into big school, into primary school.
Yeah.
And she was saying that she was a blubbering mess in like Westfield Katara when she was getting the shoes fitted for her little girl. Yeah. And, you know, the sales assistant there, some, you know, 17-year-old, couldn't care less, fitting the little girl for her shoes. And my friend Rach is just in the corner, absolutely losing her mind because, yeah, of this like, look at this milestone.
Yeah.
And yeah, she was like, I felt so stupid.
Oh, man.
It was really lame, it really got her in the heartstrings. Yeah.
So 13, 10, 60. What's the lamest reason you cried? It can be anything as well. It doesn't have to be kid related.
No.
Morgan's
something to set you off.
My partner, she cries every time she sees a dog in a commercial.
Any dog. Doing
here.
Anything.
Yep.
Just like Rolly from the Purex ads running around.
She's cried over that one. I've been there when she's cried over that
really?
One. Yeah, she gets emotional.
God forbid the pet insurance ad comes on.
Oh. So that sets her off.
My friend's girlfriend, I don't know. I don't like blaming things on time of the month, but I don't know why this set her off. He made normal chips, like made potato chips, you know, that you'd put in the oven or deep fry, whatever. And she wanted sweet potato chips.
And apparently she
was so upset at that betrayal of the wrong spud being purchased and peeled and sliced for her dinner. She was really upset about that. That was pretty lame.
That's what we want. 10, 10, 60, we'll do it next.